Brachos Parches Mishnah Dalet. So again, we're going to continue with halachas of Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel, where one halacha is dependent on another, where either you're Mekel or Machmer in one way, it's going to end up as a result being Machmer or Mekel in a different way. So Beishame Oimer Mechabden Es Abayis Ve'acha Kach Nogen Liadayim. So Beishame held that one should sweep up the house. House could mean the ground, if you eat over the ground, or the table, if they eat over the table, like the Melech Shlomo explains. Ve'acha Kach Nogen Liadayim. And then you wash your hands. We're washing your hands, referring to at the end of a meal, before they would bench. So what's the reason for this? So Beishame held that one is allowed to use and utilize a shamish, a servant, a waiter that's an Amma Aretz. And because an Amma Aretz is not as sensitive as a Talmud Chacham to food and being mevaza food, so therefore he's not going to make a difference and discern between how big pieces of bread are, and he may leave a piece of bread or food that's a gezayis, and because he may leave a food that's a gezayis, he's not sensitive to what may happen, which is where one does mayim achronim, he may pour over his hands, and the liquid may fall over this food and make it disgusting. So because of that, Beishame was concerned about this thing happening, and Beishame said, first sweep up, clean it up, and then afterwards wash netilas yadayim. Uveis Hillel oimrim noten liyadayim yachar kach mechabden es habayis. Beis Hillel held that because we are not allowed to use an Amma Aretz. That's what Beis Hillel held. So here Beis Hillel is actually machmir with that. And as a result of that chumrah, so we're never going to have a case because the Talmud Chacham is going to know, he's going to be more sensitive to leaving a kezayis over there. He may not leave over tiny small crumbs. And by the way, Tosfos explains, and even that, it's kashalanius, meaning it's a good thing to get rid of small crumbs as far as parnasa is concerned, because having small crumbs and stepping on them, being mevaza them, is also an issue. But besides that, the bigger issue is to be mevaza a kezayis, real food, which is a kezayis. And since he's a Talmud Chacham, we're not concerned that the shamash is going to do so. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to wash your hands first and then be mechabden es habayis. Now, if you'd ask Beis Hillel what would be the case if somebody actually used a Talmud Chacham, I'm sorry, if somebody actually used an Alma Aretz and there was a kezayis there, so Lechor Beis Hillel would also agree to Beis Shammai that if he did use an Alma Aretz for a shamish, that he should first sweep up because we're afraid of being mevaza oichlin. And that's why, according to Tosfos Yontif, this is not written as a case where in Edius, where they're coolers of Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel, because in this case, the Mishnah, Beis Hillel L'chara, with the question of Netilas Yadayim, Beis Shammai is not being more makel regarding Netilas Yadayim. Where are they being more makel regarding using a shamish? That's a separate question. So that's why it wasn't brought in Edius, because here, the question is Netilas Yadayim, and like I just explained, even Beis Hillel would be Magda if you happen to have used an Amma Aretz, that the case would be that L'chara they would say that you should first sweep up. Now the halacha is, the Gemara says the halacha here is like Beis Shammai, where you're allowed to use a shamish Amma Aretz. Why is that? And the Rabbeinu Yon explains, because there we actually don't want to be mevaza using a Talmud Chacham as your shamish, as a servant. So therefore, we are more makel to use a shamish Amma Aretz. And because of that, then the halacha goes that you first have to sweep up because we're afraid he's going to leave over kezayis.